G.I. Butler, a most valuable laborer. Elder Butler retired in 1888 and bought a farm in Florida, where he planted an orange grove. Because his wife became an invalid the next year, he stayed on in retirement 12 years longer. After her death in 1901, he was elected president of the Florida Conference. The next year, at the age of 68, he was elected president of the Southern Union Conference, an office he held for 5 years. It is with feelings of satisfaction and of gratitude to God that we see Elder G.I. Butler again in active service. His gray hairs testify that he understands what trials are. We welcome him into our ranks once more, and regard him as one of our most valuable laborers. May the Lord help the brethren who have borne their testimony in the early days of the message, to be wise in regard to the preservation of their physical, mental, and spiritual powers. I have been instructed by the Lord to say that He has endowed you with the power of reason, and He desires you to understand the laws that affect the health of the being, and to resolve to obey them. These laws are God's laws. He desires every pioneer worker to stand in his lot and place, that he may do his part in saving the people from being swept downward to destruction by the mighty current of evil, of physical, mental, and spiritual declension. My brethren, He desires you to keep your armor on to the very close of the conflict. Do not be imprudent, do not overwork. Take periods of rest. The church militant is not the church triumphant. The Lord desires His tried servants, as long as they live, to advocate temperance reform. Unfurl the temperance banner. Teach the people to practice strict temperance in all things, and to be champions in favor of obedience to physical laws. Stand firmly for God's truth. Exalt before the people the banner bearing the inscription, "Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus." A few of the old standard bearers are still living. I am intensely desirous that our brethren and sisters shall respect and honor these pioneers. We present them before you as men who know what trials are. I am instructed to say, let every believer respect the men who acted a prominent part during the early days of the message, and who have borne trials and hardships and many privations. These men have grown gray in service. Not long hence they will receive their reward. The Lord desires His servants who have grown gray in the advocacy of truth to stand faithful and true, bearing their testimony in favor of the law. God's tried servants must not be put in hard places. Those who served their master when the work went hard, those who endured poverty and remained faithful in the love of the truth when our numbers were small, are ever to be honored and respected. Let those who have come into the truth in later years take heed to these words. God desires all to heed this caution.